Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 219. With me, as always, is Fozzie.
Always.
Always. And that's it, actually, who's the people who are always here. Jeff is passed out somewhere in a gutter. And Chris is actually at a movie screening, so he actually has somewhere legitimate to be.
He's got fancy things to do.
Right. But we have special guest Peter Freeman back on the show.
I feel like I'm always here.
You are.
Like once a month I make some random appearance, it seems.
It's true.
You're always here in my heart, Peter.
I appreciate that.
We need someone who's more sober than Jeff so they can actually make it to the podcast.
And who isn't playing Diablo in the background and trying to explain it to his girlfriend at the same time.
Well, Fozzie will be playing Diablo in the background.
Yeah,
he won't be explaining it to
anyone. I don't have a girlfriend, so you don't have to worry about that, sir. I'm professional.
Forever alone.
Yes.
All right, that's cool. I can deal with that.
All right. Cool. So sometimes we play games on this podcast. I think we're talking about.
Really?
I guess we don't play games on the podcast because that wouldn't be much of a podcast. But I missed our discussion of Destiny last week because I wasn't on the show.
Oh, awesome. I got things to say about Destiny.
So I have things to say as well. But Peter, you're the guest, so feel free to...
Oh, I appreciate it. I'm only level 5 or so right now. I haven't gotten a chance to play in a couple of days. I'm rolling a hunter.
Oh, me
and
too.
And it's... okay. And I'm really struggling to say that because I feel in some ways that's giving it more credit than it's worth. But, I mean, you know, it shoots well.
Right.
I guess.
I think that's the only thing the game does well.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I'm going to come right out and say it. I think Destiny is a bad game.
Oof.
It's definitely not a good game.
Shots. I heard.
I think there are too many things that it tries to do that it just doesn't do very well at all. It's a Bungie game. It's very pretty. The shooting is good. It feels, I mean, when you're bouncing around, you're like, oh, this is kind of like Halo, and it's great. But there's a whole bunch of stuff that the game is supposed to be doing, and it just doesn't do any of it. None of it's very well implemented. I hate the co-op play. Like,
oh, really? I haven't gotten a chance to play with anybody yet, so I can't speak to that. But
so I spent a bunch of time playing with Don the other night, and we're just kind of running around and playing single player where you can see other people, and that's how it feels. Like, there's no actual cooperative element.
Okay. So does it feel like Borderlands at all, in a way?
A little bit, although I kind of felt more camaraderie in Borderlands. Like, I needed the other people around me a lot more. Whereas I feel like the other people around me in Destiny are more there to steal kills from me.
Yeah.
And it really doesn't serve any other purpose. I don't... Fozzie, you play a lot of the co-op, right?
Yes, I have.
What are your thoughts?
Thoughts? Co-op. It's okay. I don't know. I guess I got spoiled with Diablo 3 where it was... able to level sync you to whoever you're playing with.
Right.
Just really nice. Like, you kind of forget this little thing that they did makes such a big difference. But, yeah, like for Destiny, for example, like, I feel like I'm always holding people back. I'm not level 20 yet, and everyone pretty much is at this point. So, I don't know. It just, co-op is definitely the way to play it. It's really hard when you don't have co-op because there's no matchmaking unless you're playing just strikes.
Right. And the single player campaign is not that entertaining.
No, it's just awful.
It's boring.
Well, yeah, it's boring. It takes itself too seriously. Listen, first off, whoever is the marketing team for this game did not make enough money. Whatever they're making, they need to be making more. Because, like, I feel like this was the ultimate fucking... just, like, switcheroo ever.
I mean, to be fair, it's the Activision team, and they've somehow sold Call of Duty to millions of people as well, right? So they just shot Destiny into that same machine.
But
that's virtually what it is. They turned Halo into a Call of Duty game, if you want to make a direct comparison. It has a shitty campaign, and anyone only plays it for multiplayer.
They had that awesome marketing team, and then they had the Bungie name, and that was all they needed.
Right, and they waited for the reviews to come out so that everyone that played the beta and loved it, and they let everyone play it eventually. Like, everyone was able to play the beta. You're able to give free codes out to everyone. Like, it was super easy to get into that beta.
Mm-hmm.
So it got everyone excited, and then they put this out, and I don't know, it's weird. It's like, I feel like they just should have went more conventional. Like, for example, I think the great thing about MMOs is, like, seeing your guy progress. Like, for example, and this is stupid things, but this are things that I personally care about, is, like, when you're first starting out, you have really shitty armor that doesn't even look good on your character. But, you know, as you level up, you get cooler stuff, and it, like, it'll change, either, like, start glowing, or, like, change colors, and your guy's, like, armor looks awesome compared to, like, a lower level guy.
Right.
But Destiny's doesn't, there's no, like, cosmetics to
everybody
it.
Everybody looks the same.
It's like they didn't even look at any MMO ever, and they're just like, alright, well, let's just make this hybrid and hope for the best. And so, again, like you said, is that it's a Bungie game. Like, game is probably the best first-person shooter that I've ever played as far as, like, control-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's great. But
Yeah,
but that, again, unfortunately, that's only half the game because they decided to make this into a hybrid. So, I don't know. I don't know what to think about it. I know it's definitely going to take a huge drop in our top 10 list.
I don't think it will be in my top 10.
It's going to be there. There's not been 10 other games that I feel that could warrant it, but it was number one for me. It'll probably be number 8 or 9 at this point.
Yeah.
Diablo 3 is probably my current game of the year, and that's saying a lot considering how much I hated that game when it first came out.
Wait, which game? Sorry?
Diablo 3.
Okay, and I thought this was
interesting. Well, actually, maybe Titanfall might be. But, it's. I don't know.
There are so many things about it not to like.
It's shocking, almost.
Like, I hate how they tell the story. Like, the dialogue is atrocious, I have no idea what's going on, and then they're, like, bombarding you with those stupid grimoire cards.
That was the worst thing they ever did.
Let's flesh out the universe with this thing that you can't actually access in the game, but you have to go onto our website to actually read. That doesn't make any sense at all. It's like when you're going through, like, Mass Effect, and you're, like, experiencing the universe, and you have all that stuff popping up in your journal.
Mm-hmm.
But that, like,
but
fleshes
that's the,
out the universe. It's not,
it's
the,
not
entirety
the main plot.
Of the universe.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always picking up stuff in Destiny. I'm like, I don't know what these spin metal leaves are. I don't know what they do. I don't know where I'm supposed to go with them.
I keep grabbing them only because they're shiny. And
right, they're there, and I can pick them up, and that's all I know. That's all I know. And there are a bunch of items in the game like that. There's, like, wire, and I don't know them all, but it just all seems like a pointless. And then there's that stupid, the tower. I hate the tower.
Oh, it's the emptiest hub in an MMO I've ever seen.
And it's pointless. There is no point to going, like, you have the start menu, you can do a whole bunch of stuff from the start menu. It's like they took a couple of the things out of the start menu and just put them somewhere. And it takes so damn long to load.
Yeah, the load time. What consoles are you guys playing on?
I'm playing on Xbox One.
Same.
Oh, I'm on PS4.
The loading times, it's like, if you fuck up and you accidentally pick a wrong mission, you might as well just do the mission. Because you've already spent 5 minutes in the fucking hovering.
Oh, that stupid tower. And you'll play through a mission, you'll get one thing that you need to do in the tower, and you're like, oh my god, that's 15 minutes of my life gone. Because I need to load the damn tower, I need to run over to the thing, then run out, go back to the start menu and load something else again.
And
it's awful.
Yeah, it's...
It's a bad system, guys.
I'm so disappointed. I am so disappointed.
I mean, to be fair, I didn't go in with a lot of expectation. I simply got it because I bought a PS4 and I wanted something to play, and I was like, well, Destiny, you know, should be really awesome, because I've heard all this cool stuff about it, and I'm going to play with some friends or whatever, and have a grand old time. And I started it up, and I was like, cool, first mission's great, and I wish there was a way you could mute Peter Dinklage only, because you want to talk about terrible narrative decisions. But, I don't know, I just kind of got bored. Like, I don't find myself... The only reason I find myself wanting to go back to play it is so I have a better informed opinion on why I don't like it.
That's pretty where I am, too. All the missions feel exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, alright, shooting box, the shooting box, the shooting box. Here's a shooting box that ends with a boss enemy. Enjoy.
Yeah. The most interesting thing I did was the patrol mission, and then the random, like, spider robot dropped from the sky, and everyone had to come over and kill it.
Right, because
and we failed, but huge. It was still actually kind of interesting.
That was all. Yeah, that's the only interesting thing. That the only interesting combat, because you have to like hide from it, because it can kill you in one shot. And...
Yes, it can.
But that's about as fun as it gets. Hiding from the giant robot spider thing.
Exciting times.
Yeah. Or, you know, accidentally running into the wrong tunnel or something and ending up with a bunch of guys who are four levels higher than you.
Yeah.
Massacre you.
Yeah, that was another thing I didn't like about the... When you're... Apparently, if an enemy is more than five levels higher than you, you just can't hit it.
Yeah.
And, like, even in other MMOs, you would at least do, like, one damage or something. But you would also be able to know what level it was, because, like... Some of the enemies I would look at, and I was like, well, how high am I supposed to be before I can fight this thing? And you just kind of had to guess and, you know, see, okay, this other guy who's level 10 is able to fight this monster, so it's within three levels of either direction of him or something, you know? Like, it is really stupid. I didn't understand that at all. But I guess we could just add that to the list.
I cry for this game. Like, it was supposed to be the reason... Well, I don't know about the reason to get a next-gen console, because it's on the last-gen systems, but... Like, it's supposed to be Bungie's new magnum opus, and I'm sad for them. I love the Halo games, and this is not anywhere on par with the quality of those games, I feel like.
It is not, no. I mean, there are even simple things they could have done, like... With the Grimoire cards, just even if they didn't want to stick all that stuff into the game, like, as a narrative sequence or whatever, just give it, like, a console in the game so I don't have to exit out of the game or go...
have my laptop next to me.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's... I feel bad for Destiny. All right, has anybody played any games that we enjoyed?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Fozzie, yeah. what did you play that you liked?
Well... Should we talk about new games first, or old games?
Oh, let's go with new games first.
Okay. And I put this in the top 10 for last month, and you guys were asking me about it. But there's this game called Fibbage on Xbox.
Fibbage, yes.
Huh.
Have you heard about it?
No.
I read a little bit about it, because I saw it on your list, and I was like, what the hell is that? So, it's a trivia game, right?
It is. So pretty much what it is, for example, it'll say something like, blank is the mayor of, I don't know, Minnesota, something like that. Or not Minnesota, but Minneapolis. So you have to type in whatever you want. And this is through, like, you can use an iPad or your phone or any sort of, like, anywhere where you can use a website, a browser. And so you type it in, and then you send it. And then it'll appear on your Xbox screen. And then you have to choose the right one out of all the answers that were given. So it's pretty fucking funny because first off, like, the correct answers are really kind of fucked up sometimes too. So, like, you don't really, you can really fool people because a lot of times it won't even, like, seem to make sense at all. It's pretty fun though, especially if you have, like, a few friends. And the coolest thing is that you guys don't even need to be in the same, like, area. Someone could be playing from their house across the world. They just need the room code, which you'll see, on the actual Xbox screen. And that's it. Yeah, so it's by the same guys that made You Don't Know Jack.
Oh, I love that game.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
It has that feel to it, I guess. It's very witty, you know.
Does it have Cookie Masterson? Because that would sell.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. It sounds like the same dude as before. So,
Cookie.
Yes. So, anywho, what else? I've been playing some really weird games. I've been playing Gang Beasts.
Gang Beasts.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
It's, Giant Bomb has been doing a lot of quick looks with
it. Okay, that's why I know it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it is really fun. It's like a physics-based wrestling game, but it's really fucking stupid. It's really dumb. Like, there's only three buttons pretty much that you use. Four, I guess, technically. The bumpers are your left and right arms. If you tap them, they'll punch. If you hold them, they'll grab. And then Y is lift and A is jump. And that's pretty much it. So, it's just like, you know, if you have, it's up to 8 players. I play usually between 4 and 5, but it's nuts because, again, it's all physics based and it's all like really like wonky controls, but it's really fun. It's hard to explain, but the level designs are actually really cool and unique. Yeah, I've been having a good time with that game, too. Lastly, I've been playing Mount Your Friends.
Mount Your Friends.
Yes.
This could mean several things.
Yes.
This isn't even a video game. It's just something that Ozzy likes to play with his friends.
It's a strong contender for Game of the Year for me as well. It's a magical indie game that actually came from the Xbox Live indie games, like, way back in the day.
Ooh.
Made its way onto the Steam... Steam games.
Out of context, this conversation is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like to mount my friends out of context.
Yes.
Exactly.
So, you are a guy, and it's kind of co-op control-y-ish, but a little better feeling. But you are trying to hike up all your friends. You're supposed to use your friends to gain momentum to get to, like, the peak where you're trying to get to. And then you keep building on that tower. So, like, the first dude, there's a goat. You just have to climb the goat, and you press start. Then the next person starts. They have to climb the goat, and they have to climb you. And then they go above you. Then so on, until there's only one person remaining.
All right, I'm looking at the video now. This looks hilarious.
It's magical. It's, like, really fucking stressful, but it's awesome.
Stressful games with friends are the best because everyone's just drunk and screaming at each other and laughing and all that stuff. Sounds great.
Also, I had to enter my birth date to watch this video. I think because you can see, like, schlongs, like, swinging around.
Oh, those schlongs be swinging, baby. Oh, they swing.
Always be swinging.
So, yeah. Those three games I've been playing recently a lot of. I've been playing, like, a lot of indie games. And then, of course, my Diablos.
Of course.
Yeesh. But, yeah. And then Destiny as well. But we don't talk about that.
We're only talking about positive things.
Only talking about interesting games.
Peter, what have you been playing?
Dota 2.
Oh, boy.
I've heard that answer to this question from you before.
Yeah, because it's basically like my friend and I, we play usually every night for a couple hours, and because I work a lot and have school, it's usually the only time I get to play games. So I have The Last of Us Remastered sitting on my desk, but I haven't actually played it yet. So at some point, that's going to have to happen. But
right. When you're sick of Destiny, which sounds like it will be sooner rather than later.
It has already happened, in fact.
Every time I'm playing Destiny, I'm like, you know, I wish I was playing Madden. And of course, I have Madden sitting in my console. I'm like, all right, I'm hitting the X button. And, all right, look. Oh, Madden started. I don't know how that happened.
Mm. I've been playing a shit ton of Rogue Legacy as well. Because I bought a DualShock for my PC, and so games like that and Risk of Rain have become so much more fun and easier to play. And those have been amazing.
What's the game that has that's the game that has Zuma or Orta? What's the last guy boss's name?
In which game?
Rogue Legacy.
I don't know.
It's a rogue-based game, right? Like, you die, there's,
yeah.
Like...
Yeah, the big kicker in Rogue Legacy is that each time you die, you then pick, like, from three different children of your character with all these different traits and things like that. And a lot of them are silly, but some of them do affect gameplay and things like that. And they're all different classes and things like that, so, you know, it's like a family lineage type thing. But I've been trying to get all the achievements just for shits and giggles and stuff. Risk of Rain is really fun, too. I recommend that highly.
What is Risk of Rain? I don't know anything about it.
So it's like a half roguelike in the sense that the levels have randomly generated layouts. And you'll go through, collect money, buy items, and to try and kill all the enemies to get to the end of the game. The differences come in the class system. There are like 10 different classes, and they all have 4 different abilities that you can use in different play styles, obviously, like that. But no matter who you're playing, every 5 minutes, the difficulty increases till about 45 minutes into the game where it hits max, and the game is just laughing at you. And it starts like spawning bosses as regular enemies, and in like these elite mobs that can heal if you're not attacking them, or will teleport closer to you if you're trying to run away, or have like missile attacks. Melee monsters will have missile attacks to hit you at range, and things like that. It gets pretty crazy.
All right.
But it's really fun.
These are the games I never play anymore. I feel bad about that. I feel
fun games?
Yeah, games that are just like fun. Like, you know, I get trapped in my strategy game idiom and never get to the other stuff.
Strategy games are fun.
Yeah, I've been playing some strategy games.
I can't wait for Civ...
Beyond Earth?
Space, thank you, yes.
I am excited for that game.
is that like October or something?
It is. October 13th? I don't remember the exact date.
It's already for pre-order on Steam, that's all I know.
Yes. I'm really excited because my new laptop... Yeah, we're talking about Civ Beyond Earth.
No, I was saying that's coming out soon, though. I didn't know it was coming out that...
October. Yeah, get excited.
Oh, boy.
But my new laptop has a touchscreen, and the Civ 5 engine works really well with touchscreen, so I'm excited to, like...
Oh, nice.
Yeah. If there was ever a game meant for touchscreen, Civ was it.
Yeah, strategy games, I feel like, or like those 4X games definitely seem like they'd be good for
or
that.
Or like XCOM? Mm. Yeah.
XCOM. There's a game I need to go back to.
Oh, so much fun. Did you ever play Enemy Within? The expansion?
No.
Oh. It took what was a fantastic game and like made it fantastic with ice cream and strawberries and, you know, alcohol. It was awesome.
You went an interesting way with saying they made a game, a really good game, even better.
Yes.
I appreciate that. Yeah, no, I need to get on that because my friend and I, we actually played the multiplayer quite a bit. So I'd be curious to see what they did with that too, as well as the regular game.
They took the original XCOM campaign, which is contained within Enemy Within, and they added a bunch of extra stuff. There's like a human conspiracy going on with the aliens, and it adds a whole bunch of new missions, and it also really randomizes the locations.
Okay,
because there were only like, you know, 10 or 12 locations in the original game.
Yeah.
And this adds a whole bunch more, plus a bunch more special missions.
Sounds good to me. It's like, what, $30?
Yeah.
Might be cheaper now. But...
Well, I know, I think Gamersgate is running a 2K sale right now, so you might want to check that out.
Gamersgate? What?
Gamersgate. Not Gamergate. Gamersgate.
Oh. That sucks.
I thought about that too.
You know, it. I bet this whole scandal has really worked out well for them. Actually, people getting to their website by mistake. I'm just
right.
thinking about that.
You're probably right.
But those are not the games I have been playing. I've been playing Spacecom, which launched on Wednesday.
Is that also an XCOM expansion?
It is not. It actually has nothing to do with XCOM. It is a 4X game-ish. It's actually a really quick play game. I have never played a 4X game that did not have a save function. Hmm. So if you're playing through like the campaign or like a skirmish mission against the AI, you can't save your progress. Because the missions are designed to be really short. The game is really, really simple. Like, it's 4X strategy game cut down to the absolute bare bones. There's a universe set up with, like, point-by-point systems. And you can build your fleets and send them to conquer the other systems. And, there's only three kinds of units in the game, three kinds of ships. There's attack fleets, which, like, attack other fleets. Siege fleets, which actually destroy other planets. And then there's invasion fleets, which you can use to, like, land troops and take the other planets over and make them your own. And that's it. There's no research. Exploration is pretty simplified in the fact you move units to a planet. You can see all the planets that are connected to that particular planet. So everything is really cut down to the core to get you that strategy gaming fix without having to spend like the 25 hours you'd had to play to get through like a game of Civ or whatever. So instead you can have that whole experience in about 10-15 minutes. And it's designed with a really heavy emphasis on multiplayer. Like the company that runs the game has been running a bunch of tournaments, like getting players to like move up the ladder and that kind of thing. So, very interesting game. It might be a hair too simplistic for my view. It's also really like soothing to play. It's got this like really like soothing like space ping music, which is nice. Like you could play like a match before bed, and go to sleep really well.
Hmm. That's cool. So you mentioned it doesn't save. Does it auto save after each mission, or is the goal to just beat the whole game in one sitting, kind of like a Spelunky or something?
Oh yeah, all the missions are separate. So you play through the mission and it unlocks the next mission for you forever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think there's only 13 missions, and like the first four are tutorial, and then it throws you to the fire. Although the fire's not that, but the AI is not that challenging of an opponent. So you'll probably beat them. It's one of those things, it comes down to perfectionism. They add a bunch of like sub-objectives that you can get an achievement if you fill them all. But you can beat the missions really easily if you don't choose to follow those. It's like, I beat this mission having only built three fleets, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could build more than that, and I'm like, I don't really care about that, so I'm just going to build 12 fleets.
Well, of course.
And overwhelm everyone.
Just annihilate the planet beneath me.
Right, exactly. That's pretty much how it works.
And is this on Steam?
This is on Steam, yes. It's a indie game, $15.
Nice.
And the other thing I've been playing, I just started the new expansion to Age of Wonders 3 came out today.
Ooh, Age of Wonders. There's a game I need to get back into.
Yes. This is the Golden Realms expansion, which adds, among other things, halflings as a playable race.
Okay. Fun.
I didn't play for that long. The only reason I'm bringing this up is because I started a mission and there was this like group of AI enemies wandering by, so I attacked them. And it happened to be monkeys that were throwing poop at me.
That's so perfect.
And the units that were getting hit with the poop then had an odor that like repulsed the troops that were around them. It was pretty funny.
That's unfortunate.
It was causing like damage to everybody else. Like, plug your noses. Move the unit away. But and the other thing about the monkeys throwing poop was that whenever a unit moved into melee range, they would automatically get stung with the odor of the poop.
That's pretty amazing. That sounds...
Play with your poop and like it. Alright, let's do some news. Fozzie wants to talk about the Tokyo Game Show.
Yes! I was like, what are we going to talk about this topic?
Yeah, I'm surprised there really has not been too much as far as, like... I feel like TGS is, like, a big event, kind of... Maybe not on par with E3, but pretty close to it?
Right. And the coverage has been basically very muted.
Yeah. Has it already happened? I don't know, like, what the schedule... I thought, like, the conferences have already happened, if they have. Like, Sony's already happened, right?
Yeah, I heard they had another one today or last night, and it was so boring, that's why there was no real information on about it. Everything seemed to have come from the show floor.
Yeah. It just seemed to be a lot of, like, trailers, pretty much, like, new trailers for upcoming games.
Which is awesome. There's a shit ton of cool stuff there.
Fozzie made me watch the Final Fantasy 15 trailer.
And it was amazing.
There were people driving around in cars. A lot.
That was cool.
It was like a bunch of dudes. It looked like the scene from Zoolander.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking, awesome. Like, orange mocha frappuccino the whole time.
Oh, my goodness. My favorite part of Zoolander. Yeah, well, how about you, Peter? Why don't you talk about some of them? Because I didn't see everything, so maybe you might know.
I saw... Let's see. I'm trying to remember here now. So they put out a new concept trailer for Silent Hills.
Yes.
And this, despite being worded weirdly, was not a trailer for the concept demo that came out. It is another... This is just sort of like a video version of what of other new stuff they're thinking of putting in the real game. So, it's like 2 minutes long, and it's first-person view again, which is weird because I still have this feeling that the real game is not going to be first-person.
You don't pick an actor like Norman Reedus and not have him, like, shown. Like, why even make a big deal about it, then? Why even have him, you know?
Exactly.
If he was voiced like that, yeah, that's one thing, but, like, they showed him, too. Anyways.
Yeah, so it was weird, but it was cool. I would check it out if you were interested in the game or where Silent Hill could potentially go.
That game's going to be fucking freaky as shit. I will wait.
You don't have a choice.
They announced that Bloodborne is coming out worldwide on the same February 6th, basically the date that they announced beforehand. And that's awesome because Bloodborne looks fantastic. I'm big into the Victorian horror setting, so that's really cool. Evil Within had a trailer. Final Fantasy had a trailer. You guys, we just mentioned that.
Fantasy trailer. That game looks open world.
I've already seen more locations than in Destiny in that trailer alone.
I don't think it'll be open world. I think there'll be really large areas a la Final Fantasy 13, mm-hmm. where you could, like, enter different areas, like, without having to.
Really? You don't even think it's like open world?
No. I don't think that, from what they've shown it would be an extremely large open world, and I think the game looks too, I don't want to say straightforward, but, linear, thank you, there it is, linear, to be that way.
Yeah, the other games have all been extremely linear. It's just, it would be quite a jump for them to change it completely like that.
To go to straight up, like, Red Dead Redemption, GTA-style open world. I don't think it'll be like that. I think there'll be an overworld and a bunch of hub locations and things like that, similar to other Final Fantasies, but I don't think there'll be a persistent open world to it.
I mean, I just... I'm kind of confused by that, because most other Final Fantasy games were open world, but, like, you had, like, you had specific things to do. Like, it was open world, but at the same time, it was very linear as far as story-wise. Like,
yeah.
You had to go places.
Sure, and I think, I mean, I guess I got a little confused by what you meant by open world. You know, I thought you meant something more like GTA Watch Dogs kind of thing. And I don't think it'll be that. I think it'll be open world in the sense that other Final Fantasy games have been open world, in just a large overworld in which to travel through, and a excuse me, you know, with other large hub locations, cities, and things like that.
I mean, yeah, and that's the thing is that you're right. I mean, right now we haven't really seen anything. It looks like it's like, hey, these guys are driving you places, and here's a forest, okay, go here, and here's a cave, let's explore here. So, I mean...
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just hoping that, you know, they took the things that people didn't like about Final Fantasy XIII and kind of improved on that.
And I wonder if they did, and I wonder if that's why that game took fucking forever. Is because they went back to the drawing board.
I will still wait another 5 years. I mean, whatever. That game fucking has taken fuck long as it is already.
Sure, yeah. Oh. I mean, it took so long, they just made it another entry in the main series.
Now that it's been so long as it is, this is kind of it. I mean, this is like, Final Fantasy was a big franchise, but now it's kind of, JRPGs aren't there. Not like they used to be. I mean, it doesn't have the weight. Like, this is kind of like the Final Fantasy, like the first game where they made it, and they called it that because it was kind of like their last chance, and this is kind of it too, so.
Mm.
We'll see.
Well, I think, you know, I think it's, they're, you know, they're still obviously very popular because they keep making them in some sense. But I just think there is, we're in a weird, nebulous time with the new generation of sort of where the genre shift is going to go. And I don't think it's going to be first-person shooters as much anymore, and I wonder what will sort of take that place, whether it will be more RPG stuff or there won't really be a dominant genre.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see what else was there. Oh, there was Metal Gear. Metal Gear had a new trailer and a 20-minute demo. And that was really cool.
Were there any fart jokes?
Not that I noticed. I didn't
show more of that chick.
Yeah, the trailer showed more of Quiet, the woman, and sort of like her powers, which seemed to be vaguely shapeshifty in a way. Which was kind of cool. And it's all in Japanese, and there isn't a subtitled version yet, so there's a bunch of dialogue in there, and I don't know what any of it is. Which is unfortunate, because it probably has a lot to do with her character. But, and I'm curious to know more about that. Did you guys cover, like, the Persona stuff that happened a while ago? Because I know that was TGS-related.
Nope.
The fact that they're bringing Persona 4 to, or 5, rather, to PS4. And
I saw about that, but we didn't. None of us are really big Persona fans, so.
Oh, well. All right, then.
Well, Peter signs off the podcast.
That's it.
Good day, sir. I said good day.
Click. That was all the stuff that I had seen that was, like, really big. There's the Evil Within thing. I don't know about much else. I know that Smash Brothers, but I don't think that was technically TGS stuff.
The demo is out there.
The demo's out there. Oh, the Final Fantasy 15 demo will be available when Type-0 comes out in March next year, I think.
Yeah, but that's Japanese, right?
No, I think it's coming out here as well when the game is released here. Because Type-0 has been out in Japan for fucking ever.
Really?
Yeah, well, it was a PSP game.
I'm hoping that it comes out holiday 2015 then. I'm nervous it's going to be 2016.
Well, Tetsuya Nomura is no longer directing the game. They took him off of it to go work on Kingdom Hearts, and they put some other guy on it. So my feeling is that Square Enix is looking at that game and being like, we need to just get this out the door.
Yeah, probably, like, most of it might be done. They're just looking to polish it, or I don't know, but... Yeah. I want good things for that game, man. I want it to be good. I need a JRPG in my life.
I'll take either Final Fantasy or Kingdom Hearts, I'll be honest with you.
Like, I'm glad that they're not doing, like, turn-based, like, they're starting to understand, like... This is the future. We're going to have to fucking deal with it.
Yeah. I mean, I still think turn-based combat has a place still. I mean, look at something like XCOM or things like that, but, you know, might just be...
Maybe.
More of a genre thing than anything else.
Yeah.
Or do something that's sort of like a pause combat, like a KOTOR or something like that, where real-time, but you can pause if need be in order to figure out your
Maybe like Mass Effect-ish type deal. Or like KOTAR.
Yeah. Like yeah. Because I don't think you could pause in the other Mass Effects. You could in the first one.
The first one, yeah.
But I think that's everything that I remember from TGS. I don't know if you guys want to add anything in there.
TGS.
Tony, did you see anything?
I have one game news that has nothing to do with TGS.
Okay.
The Halo Master Chief Collection.
Uh-huh.
So it's coming with every map from those first, the Halos 1 through 4.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently each map is done in the own game engine.
So okay,
in
that makes
order
sense.
To play the multiplayer, you will actually be signing into one of the particular Halo games to play that particular map. Or that particular game type, instead of having the whole collection be available for matchmaking for everybody who signed in to play on the Halo Master Chief Collection. Which, I think on its surface, makes sense. Like, it would be hard to... Like, they would have to redesign all of the maps.
So...
But that's probably what they
You can't mix playlists, is what they're
right,
saying, basically.
Exactly.
Okay, that sucks. I was kind of looking forward to that, like, jumping from... You know, a Halo 1 map to a Halo 3 map to
right,
a Halo 2 map,
right,
and just sort of like.
Wait, but how about
the
story wise?
No. Story wise, I think is totally different because it doesn't have any network code into
it.
Yeah,
that doesn't matter. But the multiplayer maps, you're gonna have to play through one particular game, which sucks. It's also gonna fracture. I think it's gonna fracture the multiplayer community that they would have for this game.
Yeah,
you're going to sign on to your game, and everything's going to be divided by four or whatever. Which I think is going to hurt them.
Yeah, I think everyone had originally looked for had been looking forward to mixing the maps and things like that, and seeing what kind of crazy combinations they could do and things like that, and. When they find out they can't do that. I mean, I don't think it'll really prevent anybody from buying the game, but I do think you're right, and everyone's just going to be, well, I really like playing Halo 2, so everyone's just going to go play Halo 2.
Yeah, I'm sad Chris isn't here, because I know he was really looking forward to being able to play all the maps, like, in one pack.
Yes. Send his tears our way.
Yes.
Thanks.
Try not to cry too much, Chris. Enjoy your movie screening. Good.
Oh, you're stupid.
What movie is he seeing, by the way?
What is he seeing? That's an interesting question. He is... Tusk?
Oh, well, really? I was curious about that.
Yeah.
I feel like I heard about that.
I have no idea what it is.
It's
part of
Kevin,
an elephant, right?
Kevin Smith's horror
movie. Yeah.
That he made. It's actually about a walrus, but...
I love walrus.
A walrus from hell!
Oh boy.
Goo goo ka-choo.
Alright, cool. Anything else?
That was.
Did you guys talk about the Smash Brothers stuff?
Somewhat. Right?
Like the leaks and stuff like that.
The leaks? Oh, the Zelda thing?
Yeah, we talked about how everything was pretty spot on.
Well,
yeah,
there
like,
was...
like, the full character roster and all that stuff?
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
Did you talk about the Zelda thing?
What?
Apparently they banned items from the demo. Only there was a glitch in the code for Princess Peach. I keep saying Zelda, but I mean Princess Peach.
Okay.
Where she could actually pick up items and, like, throw them. And Nintendo thought that the game had been hacked and ended up banning a bunch of people. Anyone who had used Princess Peach.
What?
And then they realized that it was their fault.
What the fuck? So wait, why did they ban items?
They banned them, but there were just no items available in the demo for whatever reason. Maybe they weren't finished coding them or balancing them or whatever. But you couldn't use items. And they messed up the code when they released it, so Princess Peach could. They thought that instead someone had actually hacked the demo, and everyone who was using Princess Peach was summarily banned.
That's awesome. only Nintendo. Only fucking Nintendo.
Yes. Well done, Nintendo. Congratulations on alienating a couple more people.
You done good, kid. You done good.
I heard that Hyrule Warriors was about as mediocre as everyone thought it would be.
I'm shocked. Shocked, I say.
I don't trust people.
You're gonna go play it yourself, Fozzie.
I mean, if you're desperate for a game to put on your Wii U, I guess it's fair. Like,
people are like, oh, God, I don't really like Dynasty Warriors. Oh, wait.
I can play as Link? Oh, yeah. Sign me up.
Oh, this is the greatest. You lie! You all fucking lie. You don't like it. You just like playing Nintendo games.
There's nothing wrong with just liking playing Nintendo games. Like, I can see, I didn't really like this game type, I couldn't get into it, but now you've added something that I enjoy to it, and maybe that makes it a little bit better, makes it more playable.
Right. I understand where you're coming from, too. Don't give me this shit like you've always been a fan, you know?
Well, that's Nintendo people for you.
Right.
You slap Link on it, and suddenly it's the greatest thing fucking existence.
Right.
But... was there other stuff? I gotta poke around the internet. It's been a little while. I guess Destiny was the big shit, right?
Yeah, I think people were avoiding announcing anything during Destiny week, and then...
They announced the Deadpool movie today.
A Deadpool movie?
Yeah.
He can speak in this one, right?
I saw the teaser trailer. It looks really good. I hope it's R-rated. That'd be great.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Who's playing Deadpool?
Ryan Reynolds.
Again?
Well, basically what happened was that back when they made Wolverine Origins, he played Deadpool in that movie, and everyone was like, oh, he's really cool, they should spin him off. And Fox, you know, in their infinite wisdom, was like, sure. And then 10 minutes later, we're like, maybe not. And then it's just been sort of in limbo forever until this concept trailer for the movie made by Blur with Ryan Reynolds as the character got leaked. And you guys probably saw that like a month, 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. And that kind of got attraction going for the movie again and things like that, and now Fox has put it back on the table because they're like, oh, people do actually want this, even though they've been telling us forever they do actually want this.
Silly corporate bigwigs.
Motherfuckers. Yeah, exactly.
I think I like Ryan Reynolds. I don't know, some people don't, but I think he's probably like the perfect dude for it.
Yeah, he was great.
He's like just sarcastic enough where you could take him as an action hero, but like he does have like that sense of humor or wit, if you will. Mm-hmm. Or like, I think that's kind of like what Deadpool is he's this action hero that really doesn't take shit seriously at all.
No, and the fourth wall breaking and things like that. So
I'm not a huge comic book guy by any means, but it sounds like a cool premise. I'll be interested.
It could work. It could work.
Yeah.
All right. Fozzie, did we get any questions?
We did not, sir.
Great. Early night for all of us, yeah. Party.
Early night.
Sweet.
Chris will be happy.
That's right.
I don't know, does anyone have anything else they want to bitch about? Now's the time.
Oh, really. Either.
Fozzie's just too attractive.
Infinitely, infinitely. I could bitch for days, my friend, but fortunately, it's not good for my health.
That's right. We want to be positive.
I don't want to die at an early age, so.
And by the time this podcast airs, we'll know if Scotland is its own country again.
It looks like no.
Sorry, Scots.
From what I have seen.
So that whole freedom thing, that's not actually true. I'm just going to take it back.
Freedom!
No.
Well, the polls are closed. Polls expected in hours. Yeah, I don't know. From what I've been, what I was reading, at least based on Twitter and things like that, it's looking like no.
Yeah. The last poll, I think, had no as slightly ahead. So we'll see when the results actually come in.
It looks like there's about 100,000 more votes for no at 54% and yes at 45%. So it was like a narrow thing, but it says first results are expected at 2 in the morning.
Great. I'm going to be asleep at that point, so
yeah.
I'll wake up and know if Mel Gibson...
Wait, is our time or Scott time? Scotland time.
They have their own time in Scotland?
That's a good question. Well, he's talking about
the
UK
time. Do the clocks
time.
There wear kilts?
Well, I think they're...
I really hope so.
Wait, I'm there?
No, actually, that post was 4 hours ago, so it must have been Scott time. Which would be 6 hours ahead of us, so. That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, I have no fucking idea.
Anyway, we'll be back next week. Chris will be here, hopefully. Maybe Jeff will hopefully be alive at that point. We hope that he's alive at this point.
Come back. That'd be cool.
Say goodbye, Fozzie.
Goodbye.